Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the Matrix shit. Let's go hook him up!
Currently joined by Couture. What's going on, Couture?
How much? What's going on?
I'm just in shock that you're the one that was actually on time and Craig is the one that's running late because I have yet to see him pop up on the switchboard. Has anyone heard from Craig?
I haven't. I haven't gotten any messages on Facebook or anything. So.
Well, let's send him a message and tell him to hurry up that he's being unprofessional. Anyway, this is
he had something installed today, and he was hoping to get back in time, so this may be where he is.
He didn't tell me that. I need to be abreast of these situations.
It's on the Facebook messages that when he responded when asked about the show this morning. So.
Oh, I guess I didn't see it this morning. So
yeah.
Anyway, keep your eye out for Craig here. He's taking his sweet time building a cabinet here. But this will be our last show for 2 weeks since we're more than likely not doing a show. Well, there's no way I know me and Craig can do a show next week because we have a busy schedule. But it's that time of the year. It's the biggest and most funnest weekend of in all of pro wrestling, and that is we are about to have WrestleMania 31, and me and Craig will be heading out to the events, and you will be at home. What are you planning on watching from home? I'm guessing just
WrestleMania.
Are you going to watch the Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, are you going to watch any of the stuff that they do on the network? Because I hear that they are planning on doing different things for the network as far as, like, little specials here and there, access.
Check the switchboard, if you would.
I did. I'm ignoring this person because I know it's not Rey Mysterio. I wish it was, but unfortunately, it's probably Alex Goff calling to ruin the show. So is this a miracle? Is this Rey Mysterio, or is this once again Alex Goff calling in to ruin the show? Who is this?
It's your best friend. It's one that, in fact, I looked at the numbers from the last time I called. It was one of your higher rated segments this year.
Dude, no one listened to the show last week. You, like, ran everyone off, dude.
That's not true at all. Hey, so WrestleMania weekend. Who's excited?
I am.
So-so. I mean, I'm excited that I don't have to look at you. I'm having nonstop meat delivered to my table because unfortunately you pulled out of the dinner and made me go through the rigmarole of having to PayPal you back your refund. And well, thank you for making me do all that extra work on top of everything else I do, Alex.
You know, that's a very frustrating situation, is that unfortunately work got in the way of my real life, which is attending these events, and I couldn't get my vacation approved, even though It's a long story, but unfortunately, I'll be missing the dinner, and I'll be coming late to Ring of Honor. But I will be able to enjoy the weekend. I'm not going to too many wrestling festivities this year. I'm going to the Ring of Honor show on Friday night, and I don't know what else I get into. I kind of see what I guess everyone else is doing, but the WrestleMania show, I'd say, is something that I kind of feel like it would be like the last WrestleMania I went to, which was Miss Cena, where I think I'll be excited once I get in the building, but before then, nothing really I'm too much looking forward to.
Let me ask you a question, Alex. Are you going with the wife, or is this a solo trip? Hello?
What's, can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Oh, I said, are
you going with the wife, or are you going by yourself?
My wife and I are attending, yes. My wife always goes to these festivities with me because she enjoys the company. She enjoys the people that come. My good friend Carla is coming. She lives in Las Vegas, and she went to the party that we had at the suite and last year in Vegas. And she's going to WrestleMania, and she's excited to meet everyone, so that will be fun as well. And you know her, and I'm sure a couple other people do too. And, it's always a good time to get together with good people and then laugh at Ed, because Ed will be there, and Ed will be obnoxious, so that's always fun.
I'm going to tell you a story about Carla's dad. For those who don't know, we're talking about our friend Carla Duran, who is the daughter of Stitch Duran, who, if you've watched any UFC, you have seen and recognized because he is the greatest cut man in the history of this planet. And, Craig is on the line here. I'm connecting you, but hold on, let me tell my story, Craig, before you really interrupt us for being late. The first time I met Carla's dad was when I was covering the WEC show that was here in San Antonio. It was Henderson Cerrone. And I remember I was sitting there front row and just checking everything out and taking it in. And then I see Stitch come right in the corner, and I was like, oh, my God, it's fucking Stitch. And I'm out looking at him, barking out. And I guess he saw me, so he came up to me and introduced himself to me and shook my hand. And I'm just there, hey, how you doing, sir? I don't know why, but I marked out for him more than I did for anybody else at that show. It was funny. But, he was cool. But, Craig.
That's a good story. That was a good story.
Yeah.
Blue Pants.
That was awesome.
Craig, what are your thoughts on Blue Pants and her non-existence in WrestleMania weekend?
First off, let me get this out of the way. Greetings and salutations, Edward. How are you?
I'm actually just getting over being the sick of the dog for the past 24 hours, but luckily I am feeling better.
I'm also
here. Hi, Chris. How you doing? Good to hear from you. I apologize.
Yeah, that was very rude, Craig. I guess you just assumed the chair was running late, too.
I apologize for my tardiness. I've been working a lot of silly hours, and I just got home.
Cool. But I did want to ask or suggest something to Alex, because he did say he is going with his wife, and he really didn't have too many things planned other than Ring of Honor at WrestleMania. What you should do is you should take your lovely wife, wake her up about 10 or 11, and go and take her to buy tickets to the best show of the whole weekend, and that is Shimmer, and enjoy the Shimmer product.
You know, but Blue Pants isn't going to be there, right? So, I mean, that's kind of a negative draw, as our friend Paul LaFontaine would say. But I had to ask Craig before he came on. Craig, what is your thoughts on the uninvolvement of Blue Pants? Blue Pants will not be at WrestleMania weekend. A very controversial subject among some circles. That circle being Ed. Ed's big enough to have his own circle. So
what
are your thoughts on Blue Pants not being there?
They phrase like better ban all blunt objects from the arena because one of them might be used on his head.
Well, I really don't have an opinion on Miss Blue Pants. I haven't taken in a lot of her work. I am not a Blue Pants connoisseur like our friend Ed here. But
you took it if I compare.
I didn't say that. I might have thought it, but I didn't say that.
I also want to let everybody know that if you order the iPay-per-view with Shimmer, which you can do at WWE and Live, by the way. I can't believe I just gave Dave a plug. you can see me in the front row where I will be protesting the fact that there is no blue pants. And everyone will be able to tell that it's me, even though I'll probably be wearing a mask.
Well, that makes me want to call my local cable provider.
It's not on cable, dude. It's on the internet, dude.
Whatever.
Okay, and so one last question before I depart. Brock Lesnar, do you guys think that he's signing with WWE?
I honestly don't know, but I fucking pray to God every night before I go to bed that he does. He's the best thing on the show, really, besides J&J Security.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, there's a thing in the update today. They're pushing really hard to get him to sign this Monday. So,
I think he might have some unfinished business to do with UFC, but it might be just an elaborate swerve to keep him for a bit. So, who knows?
There was a reason why Frank Mir called him out at that show. It'll be interesting to see what he ends up doing. And I would like a top five list of all the things Ed prays for at night. Because I know the only thing he prays for at night isn't Brock Lesnar signing with the WWE, let's be honest. One of them has to do with blue pants, maybe Mia Yim as well. So I'd be interested in that top five list.
A top five list?
The Lord for... Are you allowed to ask the Lord for weed? I don't know if that's ethically right.
I think to be the cause on Observer Live is probably on there or something.
Okay, I'll give you the five things. First, number one, blue pants. Okay. Number two, Mia Yim. Number three, Solo Darling. Okay. Number four, getting my old women's show on Wrestling Observer Radio or Wrestling Observer website, and five, that Alex Self never calls into the show again.
I can safely say none of those will ever happen.
All of those but one, maybe.
Yeah.
You're aiming high there.
With that?
I said he's aiming kind of high there with those wishes.
Yeah, just a little bit. It hurts my feelings a little bit that you don't want me to call in. But with that being said, I look forward to seeing everyone
at WrestleMania.
We want
you to call in, though. As much as you want.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. Contreras, are you going to Mania?
No, it's in Dallas next year, so I'm going to wait it out.
Good plan.
Okay. So hopefully I'm able to go to Dallas as well and see you. Craig, I know I'll see you. And Ed, I know I'll see you. And
yes,
I know you'll want to talk to me and be around me. So that's cool. Thank you very much for letting me call in. And if I know you, say hello. And if I don't know you, say hello while I'm in San Francisco. And look forward to seeing everyone there.
Very much so. All right, man.
All right.
See you soon.
Craig, I have some late-breaking WrestleMania news that I know that you will be very glad to hear about.
Okay.
Guess who WrestleCon just signed to bring as one of the guests?
Is it Shawn Michaels?
It's not a man.
Hmm.
It's your favorite, Mandy Leon.
Oh, I love her.
I love her, too, and I'm glad I decided to check out the list and talk about the thing. And you can take a picture with her. Let's see here.
Uh-huh.
Autographs. $10, T-shirts, 20, posters, 15, wristbands for $3.
$10?
Pictures. I guess $10 for a picture. It's for the autographs, $10. It didn't say anything actually about photos, but I'm assuming it's $10, which is not bad compared to some of these prices. Because I myself, first thing I am doing when I get to San Jose is, luckily we are staying at the WrestleCon hotel, so I can go straight to the hotel, check in, and then go straight to WrestleCon. But the very first thing I am doing, well, actually, at 2 o'clock, I have to be at a certain spot, because at 2 o'clock, I have spent $75 already, and I will be taking a picture with Ric Flair on one side of me and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat on the other side of me, and very excited for that. And I also plan on getting a picture with both Trish and Lita, who will also be taking pictures together at the WrestleCon.
Yeah, I would make fun of you and call you a mark, but everybody that's going to WrestleMania is a mark, so it doesn't really matter. So, yeah, good on you. I wouldn't mind meeting Mr. Flair. There'd be nothing
right.
wrong with it.
I'm looking at like the lineup. There's actually like a wide variety and a lot of people who are going to be there. I'm just going to run through the names real quick, or unless you guys want to talk about somebody. But they've got Manny Leon. I'm going from the very top all the way to the bottom, so it's not really like in order. Manny Leon, Brian Kendrick, Austin Aries, The Raging Bull, Manny Fernandez, Mustafa from the Gangsters, Brian Knobbs, Thomas Chiappa, Aerostar, Jack Evans. You know Jack, don't you?
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Okay. Freight Train, Chris Masters. I think it's Chris Masters. It has his real name. Mordeski.
Mm-hmm.
Carlito. Rockin' Robin is going to be there. That's a new one.
Wow.
The Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. Jessica Havoc. Tia Trinidad. Gunner. Jesse Godders. Shane Douglas. Kevin Sullivan, and hopefully he will be in satanic gimmick, because that's what the picture is of him, is his most satanic period of his time. Mick Foley and Noel Foley, and I will be taking a picture with Noel. Yes, I'm a perv, I admit it. Couture's best friend, Al Snow. Gangrel. James Storm. Magnus. Stratus. Conan. Mickey James. Rey Mysterio Jr., Jim Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Tori Wilson. I plan on getting the picture with Tori. Tammy Sitch, who I would get a picture with her, but she banned me on Facebook and Twitter, so fuck her. Gorgeous George, Samoa Joe, Rikishi, Terry Funk, Jushin Thunder Liger, Charles White, a.k.a. Papa Shango and the Godfather, and hopefully he's in Papa Shango gear like the picture. Couture's real favorite wrestler, Lex Luger, Drew Galloway, Matt Stryker, Katrina Walters, Jake the Snake Roberts, PJ Black. Is PJ Black? Oh, yeah, it is Justin Gabriel. Okay, Justin Gabriel.
Yes.
Shelly Martinez, Maria Kanellis. I can never say her name.
No.
Tessa Blanchard, Ric Flair, Velvet Sky, Devon Dudley, Bully Ray Dudley, Excalibur. What the fuck, Excalibur? I haven't even heard his fucking name in like 5 years, and then I always heard that he sucked.
Never heard the name at all.
It's also one of the greatest movies of all goddamn time, Excalibur. That was awesome. Sean, who posts more about smoking pot than I do, Morley, who is Val Venus, Christy Hym, Chavo Guerrero, The Disco Inferno, Lisa Moretti, Ivory, Brutus,
yes.
The Barber Beefcake, Matt and Jeff Hardy, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, ODB. I know Craig wants to get a picture of ODB. Animal, the Road Warriors, Abyss, Bobby the Brain Heenan. That's kind of I love Bobby, but it's kind of sad seeing him nowadays. I hope he makes some money. Jackie Moore. Ooh, Couture would love this one. Barry Windham.
Nice.
Candice LeRae, Joey Ryan. Colt Cabana, Eric Bischoff, Brother Love, Bruce Pritchard. I hope he's Brother Love and not Bruce Pritchard. Or else he's not going to have a long one. Nora Greenwood, the former Molly Holly. King Shamrock, Rob Van Dam, Big Rick, Brian Mayers. The former Kurt Hawkins. Okay. I was wondering who the fuck that was.
Mm-hmm.
The Headbangers, Marsh and Thrasher. The Fallen Angel, Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian, the Russian Bear, Ivan Koloff. I might get a picture with Ivan. Scott Hall, Tatanka, Maurice, John Morrison, or Johnny Mundo, Melina, the Honky Tonk Man. I gotta get a picture of the Honky Tonk Man. You know the Honky Tonk Man, Craig?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Lisa Marie Verone, who is who's not having a good month with her cheating-ass husband, that son of a bitch. And Sabu, Hillbilly Jim, my good friend Matt Seidel, Kelly Kelly, Tommy Dreamer, Brett the Hitman Hart, Lita, Kevin Nash, Scott Steiner, Demolition. I hope they're in gimmicks. Please be in gimmicks. I will definitely get pictures of Davey the Cat Carter, and finally the last one on the list, Big Van Vader. Pretty impressive.
Ooh, then I got to organize that fucking thing. Jesus Christ.
What's that?
I'm glad I ain't got to organize that fucking thing.
Right, no kidding, man. This sounds pretty big. I mean, this sounds like the biggest one yet. I didn't make it last year, but I've been to like the last couple.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully it won't be like the Cow Palace of Doom.
Right, that was in the same city.
That's right.
Right, well, hopefully the promoter will run out on the bill, because there's some dudes on this list that I would not piss off. And you're also having a show. Are you going to the show Saturday?
Yeah. The show's going to be off the charts. It's got. I just pulled it up. The show is sold out, but it is an indie show, so don't be surprised if they end up releasing some more tickets and accidentally find some, quote unquote, find. The main event is Matt and Jeff Hardy versus Rob Van Dam and Sabu. We have ACH versus, John Morrison, for lack of a better term. There's a 5-on-5 captains match. Captain Colt Cabana will be wrestling Captain Chris Hero. And the lineup that you have in that building already, Lord knows who they're going to bring out. We got Jushin Liger, Ricochet, and AR Fox versus Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian, and Roderick Strong. They just added this: Jack Evans versus Aerostar versus Andrew Everett. Andrew Everett put on a clinic last year in Louisiana with ACH. That was one of the highlights of my weekend. I don't know about this, but it says the world's dutiest tag team versus the world's cutest tag team. You make of that what you will, but Candice LeRae.
The world's cutest tag team is Joey Ryan and Candice LeRae. What was the other team?
The world's dutiest tag team.
Oh,
I have no idea. Well, it doesn't have their names. It just has the gimmick name of their tag team. But then there's a list of fellas here who will be on the show. And Bully and Devon, Matt Seidel, Brian Myers, Big Brick, Tommy Dreamer, Abyss, Samoa Joe, James Storm, Matt Stryker, Tommaso Ciampa, Cedric Alexander, Jake Manning, and Disco Inferno. So that one is all sold out. But like I said, it's an indie show. I'm sure they'll find tickets somewhere.
I'm assuming it's basically the list that I just gave out, but just the ones that can still walk right.
Probably. There's probably a lot of truth to that, actually.
Yeah, sadly. But I'm very looking. I'm getting more excited for this as the days as we get closer, actually. Than anything. I am somewhat excited for the Shimmer Show. Dave has added some of my favorite talent besides Mia. He's added Evie from New Zealand and Nikki Storm from Scotland and a few names. So I will be enjoying the show, even though I will be protesting Dave. And like I say, you better ban all the blood objects, because I might take one to you and give you. Because I'm highly, highly angry. Highly. I'll never forgive him for this. Well, at least until I go to the next, not the next Shimmer show, but the other one in Chicago for the tapings, the 10th anniversary show. So. Other shows, I guess we could talk about. Well, I guess let's finish up the Hall of Fame talk, because they have announced two more people since our last show, with supposedly one more to go, which is fucking crazy talk. And basically, we have to talk about they announced everyone. I guess everyone thought they were going to announce Nash, but this past Monday they announced Larry Zbysko, who I can see is very fitting to go in the Hall of Fame. He's one of the involved and still one of the most famous angles in the history of WWE. His heel turn on the
matches of all time.
When he was the apprentice of Bruno Sammartino, and then he turned on his mentor, and that was big time.
I remember the first time I saw that match was, I think it was like on that first volume of the Best of the WWF or something like that they came out with, the videotape, and they had that match on there, and they had the Shea Stadium match on there.
Oh, that's cool. Larry, that's the most entertaining wrestler because his gimmick was to stall. I mean, he's probably the best at stalling, but I know a lot of people don't like that gimmick. But as far as talking, he's one of, like, when I first started watching wrestling, I was watching a lot of Georgia back in the day, and that was when before he was Mr. Wonderful, but Paul Orndorff was the champion, that was a TV champion or something.
National
champion.
Yeah.
And Larry came in, and he didn't win the title. He bought the title, like the Million Dollar Man angle back in the day. But it was so funny because Orndorff was tearing it up, kicking everybody's ass, kicking Tony Atlas' ass for real, and biting his ear off. And he was just looking like $1 million. And then he lost the title to fucking Killer Tim Brooks, of all fucking people. And I was like, what the fuck? But then Killer Tim Brooks sold the title to Larry Zbysko. And that's how Larry Zbysko got the title. And then he got the AWA title because he married Vern's daughter.
And he was the only guy left there, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. And his best move in the ring of all time had to be when it was the Battle Bowl and El Gigante grabbed him by the hair and lifted it up from the ground up into the ring. That was awesome. But he is one of the best heel talkers of all time. I mean, just absolutely fantastic. So, I mean,
he was great in Hamburg, too.
Yeah, yeah, he was good in WCW. So, yeah, I'm that's pretty cool that they're putting a Larry Legend.
He was one of the more over guys during that NWO period, if I remember correctly.
He was the only cool babyface, basically, because they made everybody else look stupid.
He was really over. You know, he fought Bischoff at the one Starcade,
yeah,
when they were doing see who got Nitro and whatever. But yeah, he was a great talker. I never cared much for him in the ring. I liked the tag team with Arn Anderson. They were very good.
Oh yeah, but they were great too.
Other than that, I didn't need to really see a.
I would like to see some footage. I don't know if there's any, but I would like to see him when he teamed with Tony Garea. Tony Garea was one of my first favorite wrestlers back in the day. And they had a team, and then they feuded. One of the things with Larry is he's also kind of a weirdo because he's like, didn't he do like an After Dark with Brian or pretty much do a show that was almost all like weird conspiracy stuff?
The Illuminati and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, I'm happy for Larry. I think this is a good one. Like, no qualms or questions about this one.
And Craig,
your thoughts on Larry Legend?
Well, I was not a fan of Larry Zbysko. I absolutely despised watching him wrestle in the AWA. I don't want to dump on the guy, but I just can't stand him. I couldn't stand his talking. I couldn't stand his work. I just didn't like the man. So
in other words, he was good at his job.
I'm glad he's getting the recognition that he thinks he deserves.
And then, surprisingly, on SmackDown... Yeah,
he's still the Western States Heritage Champion, too, so...
That is true. That is true. Be very winning for that. I remember that. That's one of the greatest belts of all time, too. Shit, that belt should be in the Hall of Fame.
I think they used it when Flair left for the WWF for the title belt, so they put a little thing on the Western State title and say world champion when Luger won it because they hadn't had any belt make it.
That's funny. Well, this past SmackDown is surprising because usually they make the announcements on Raw, but they announced God damn, I'm going to say it wrong. I'll just say Fujinami.
Tatsumi,
who,
the Dragon Fujinami.
Yeah. Which I guess a lot of modern fans really wouldn't know too much about him. His most famous thing here would be the when WCW did the co-shows with New Japan, and he wrestled Ric Flair in Japan, and he won the match, but I think Ric Flair ran off with the belt or whatever.
Well,
there
in Japan,
like different...
he won the title. In America, he Ric Flair retained it by disqualification. But he in Japan, he won the title, but in America, Ric Flair had it. It's one of those weird wrestling things.
And then they had the rematch where Flair regained the title or kept the title. They were doing two different storylines. That was what was weird about it. You know what I mean? We had our storyline, and Japan had their storyline. He wasn't a tall guy, but he was. I really liked the matches with Ric Flair. He was older at this time. And then I think he had a match with the Steiner brothers too, right? On the Clash of the Champions, maybe.
It was at WrestleWar 92, and it was him and I think it's Takeyuki Iizuka, and that's where the Steiners damn near killed Iizuka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they fucked his face up, dude.
Because I remember Scott put him in one of those over-the-shoulder backbreakers, and Rick came off the top with an elbow, and he landed right on his face, and I think broke his elbow socket in his eye.
Ooh.
I need to beat the shit out of that poor dude.
But Fujinami, he's one of, in Japan, he is a true legend, and I think it's cool. You know what I mean? I was a fan. I love the
Japanese. I think he did work in WWF back in the day, like maybe the early 80s. Or something.
I think it was more 70s, actually.
Maybe
he was WWE
junior
champion. Yeah, he was a junior champion before Tiger Mask, so I'm going to say it had to be the 70s because Tiger Mask was around earlier in the 80s. And he's one of the forerunners to the Cruiserweight division, even though he wasn't a high flyer, but just as far as excellent mat work, I mean, he was really great. And I think it's cool. I mean, you know, it's different. I don't mind when they put a random different thing in. It's when they put random jobbers in, you know what I mean?
They never announce ones like this on Raw. They always do it like on SmackDown or on the website. I think it's where they announce like Carlos Colon and Bob Armstrong and all that, those kind of people. They don't do it on Raw.
Yeah. And then supposedly they might be putting in Kevin. They should just wait because, I mean, Jesus Christ, if they put in 8 people, that means you got 8 people who are doing acceptance speeches plus 8 fucking people who are inducting them. And of those 8 people, you have Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels. You know what I mean? Those 3 guys by themselves are going to fucking go into business for themselves and talk forever.
I'm pretty sure Triple H is doing Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, so, I mean, unless they go back to the strict time limits, this thing could go on forever. And I have tickets to the WrestleCon show, so hopefully it won't go on forever so I can get at least...
If only they have their own network, it could go long.
Yeah. But it's crazy.
Apparently Nancy's going into Diesel, if I read correctly, in the...
Yeah, that's correct.
I think it's stupid. But
just like Scott Hall went in his Razor of Ohm. I've once again a band going to the Hall of Fame this year. I don't see the appeal of it, especially this year. Last year, I could almost see going. This year, not a chance in the world. I don't care. And if I hear that something's cool, I'll end up watching it on the network. I could even watch it live if I wanted to. But this year...
Did I tell you all, last year I sat next to a guy at the Hall of Fame who was at the Hall of Fame and watching it live on the network on his phone.
Well, that's
ridiculous.
Well, there's probably a crazy delay in it, too. I don't know why you would...
Yeah.
Anyway, who cares?
I think they're also... I think they said that Kevin Nash was going to end the show because I think they wanted to end with a, you know, like one of the bigger stars that's actually there.
Yeah.
The biggest star, Macho Man, is not there, so.
That's right.
Oh, shit. I forgot Randy probably accepting for him. He probably like he's liable to talk all night. He's one of those guys that tells you, he asks you what time it is, he tells you how to make the watch. You know.
Yeah.
You think he's going to talk about his special talent?
I don't think that will make it into the speech. At least I would hope not.
Do you think he'll talk
about
his special talent, Craig? No,
I
not his poetry. His real special talent.
Shut up.
He can blow himself. There you go.
What? I didn't describe it. I just said his special talent.
Well, you said it, so everybody, all five people listening were probably wondering. So.
Oh, my goodness. Did you guys run down the Ring of Honor show real quick? Did you do that?
No.
No, we haven't done it.
Okay, real quick. It says, signed to appear, Mark Briscoe, Matt Sydal, ACH, and the very famous, plus more. Okay. The matches are as follows. Christopher Daniels versus Roderick Strong, Michael Elgin versus Frankie Kazarian, BJ Whitmer versus Jimmy Jacobs, which might be Jimmy's retirement match, believe it or not. Red Dragon.
WWE is a writer, right?
Is that what the gimmick is?
I read that in the Observer this week, I think.
Good for him. Good on him. Get out of his van finally. Red Dragon versus the Kingdom. We have Jay Lethal versus Jushin Thunder Liger. And in the main event, we have Jay Briscoe versus the Samoan Submission Machine, Samoa Joe.
Hopefully he will blow up early and they'll go home early, and then we can haul ass and get dropped off at NXT to at least catch the main event.
That's adoring. Can't believe you're doing that.
Is Samoa Joe supposed to be going to NXT? Have I heard that last few weeks?
What about NXT?
Going to NXT, signing with WWE?
There's a bunch of us that are going to ROH that actually got tickets in the hope that maybe it'll work out. It's a big if. I mean, we got to have a lot of factors on our way. But the thing is, it's right next to one of our drop-offs anyway on the bus. So
going to NXT? I mean, is he signing with the WWF is what I said, WWE.
Ted keeps interrupting you. Who's the man you're talking about?
Samoa Joe.
I
heard that like the last few weeks.
I've heard that there is interest in him since he's on the market. But I've also
like
heard that about...
I would like to just see him in NXT. I think he'd be good for that product.
Yeah, totally. I'd love
enough
to
good guys to work with. Just keep him there.
I'd love to see him work with
Kevin
Owens.
Yeah, they'd have a great big man feud, actually. And stuff. But I'm thinking he's got like about 3 or 4 months full of dates, but then after that he has nothing. So that's also a sign.
He's one of those guys, I imagine him signing and him becoming a trainer for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I could see that.
Yeah.
It was also announced today there will be fan access on Thursday. There's a single elimination tournament with Adrian Neville, Tyler Breeze, Finn Balor, and Hideo Itami, and the winner goes to the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. So,
yeah. Heard that.
You know, well, speaking of that, because they've already, they tape a lot of NXT in advance, and Balor and Owens have already had their match. So, I'm thinking you get 29 geeks in the ring, and then you have his fucking NXT entrance, and you make a star at WrestleMania and have him win.
I still think Mizdale's going to win. Or Sheamus.
Yeah, that's a good call. You want to run down WrestleMania real quick?
Sure.
You got it in front of you?
I do. I'm going to start with the Divas match. AJ Lee and Paige versus the Bella Twins.
Okay.
That will probably be the filler spot.
Future five-star match. It's gonna be up there with Bret Hart and Steve Austin and Bret Hart and Owen and right up there with those matches.
Yeah, that seems sure. Not to give David a chance. So.
Yeah.
We also have the Memorial Battle Royal, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. And as Couture alluded to, I would expect Ms. Dow or Sheamus to win that.
That trophy's ugly. It looks like Andre's naked.
A little bit, huh? They might want to break out some black paint and fix
but,
that.
But at least they're going all the way, because they got a close-up shot and they got one name on there, Cesaro. So at least they're dedicated to it, I guess.
I guess so.
It is a good way to get everyone a paycheck. I mean, that's actually a good thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the Intercontinental Title ladder match features Daniel Bryan, Stardust, Luke Harper, Dolph Ziggler, Dean Ambrose, R-Truth, and of course the champion, kind of, Wade Barrett.
It's storyline stupid.
A little bit. I was keen on it at first, and then it kept going and going and going. And even on the house show, they had to do it there as well. So, yeah.
But let's be honest. Is
Wade
Barrett, gonna be the
Wade
show
Barrett might win because he's been losing every week. So
that's the way it's booked, but I would almost, as I've stated, I'm on record as saying this, I wouldn't be shocked if R-Truth won this stupid title.
He's been horrible in this. I'm sorry.
Totally agree.
Even that belt stuff. And I would actually like to see either Bryan or Ziggler win and then maybe do like a few month program for a few months with just those two guys, like a summer series or something like that.
Absolutely.
Well, see, if they were smart, this is what they would do. They would re-sign Brock Lesnar. They would have Brock Lesnar retain the title. Now, you don't have a world title on your house shows, but what you do is you have Bryan win the Intercontinental title, you have John Cena win the U.S. title, and then you make those the focal point of the house shows, and that's the main event, or those titles. They don't do what they should do, and that's probably not going to happen.
If they wouldn't have done that, they would have done it the last 6 months. Brock Lesnar has been champion, and they've been there.
Well, they've had 6 months to figure it out and set it up, but yeah, probably not.
Yeah. I'm of course, rooting for Daniel Bryan. That makes the most sense, but they haven't been making a whole lot of sense lately.
It'll be a good match. Ladder matches are always good in WWE.
Absolutely.
It'll probably steal the show.
For the United States Championship, we have John Cena versus champion Rusev.
John Cena's going to win.
He's going to win, but I think it's going to be a great match, and it's been like the most compelling thing on TV for the last few weeks.
Except that lawyer on Monday. God, he was horrible.
He was so horrible. He was the most awesome thing on the show.
He was so horrible. I guess Vince was in JBL's ear turning to bury the guy. He knew how awful he was.
Hopefully Lana will be back for WrestleMania.
I'm sure she will be. She's just out.
Just her legs.
Just her legs.
Yeah.
We have Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins. I think this has the potential to steal a show as well.
Yep. I'm looking forward to this. He could go either way. Because he's got that briefcase, so you never know later in the show. I would not surprise to see him walk out of WrestleMania with the title. Actually,
that wouldn't shock me at all.
You know what would be funny? They have Reigns beat Lesnar, and everyone either gets quiet or boos. And then Seth hits the ring, and the fucking heel, the chicken shit heel, ends up getting like the biggest pop at WrestleMania. That would be actually a trip.
Yeah,
actually, I think anybody that has a briefcase would probably get a pop in that position.
Yeah,
biggest pop.
Totally.
If they came out at the end of the show, I could see. Randy Orton beat, if he is going to cash in the briefcase and maybe win the title, I could see Randy Orton beating him.
But don't forget, Seth does have the secret weapon of the, he has a secret weapon.
what's that, the midgets, the cruiserweights?
Jamie Noble, he's a secret weapon of the
That's right.
What do you call him?
JJ Security. He's a secret weapon of the authority. He said that on
the authority. Maybe he used those ninja skills when he was with the Young Dragons.
Dude, all I know is him and Mercury have been stealing the show the last few weeks.
Spectacular.
And Mercury especially, and he's doing it without saying a goddamn thing. Like
when
he gave the thumbs up. When he gave the thumbs up, or when he was like crying and just couldn't talk. I mean,
when they hand him the mic and he gets so broken up, he just can't say anything, and he just hands it back to him, buries his face in his hands. Tremendous.
The new Patterson and Briscoe.
Yeah, I guess so.
But hopefully they don't make them wrestle each other in dresses. So.
I hope not.
What they have in common, though, is when they get in the ring with somebody, even though they're the jokes, they're actually the better workers. And even though Patterson and Briscoe were old as shit, they were still awesome workers. I mean, that match of the Mean Street Posse is one of the best fucking Raw matches of all time.
Well, so didn't Raw see in the Mean Street Posse get the shit kicked out of them back then?
We have the Phenom versus the New Face of Fear. We have the Undertaker versus Bray Wyatt.
I think
Taker's
be okay.
2 years in a row.
Yeah, there's no way he's losing. There's no way Taker's losing. This might be his last match. Who knows?
Yeah, it'll be all smoke and mirrors, and I'm sure it'll be entertaining. I mean, the entrances are probably going to be the best part of the match, but they'll be so awesome it'll make up for the match, you know?
Yeah. I predict this will probably be one of his final matches.
Definitely.
I can see him going out at WrestleMania next year, you know?
That would be the perfect place for him. That would be the perfect place for him to retire. Would be WrestleMania.
I can see him going out next year and headlining the Hall of Fame next year. So makes sense.
Who knows? They could probably even if Taker wanted it bad enough, he could probably talk Stone Cold out of retirement for this one.
If they have Undertaker's last match, they can get Stone Cold for one more match. I'm sure then The Rock will want to be on the show, too. You know what I mean? That could possibly have potential to be the most money-making WrestleMania of all time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And speaking of, we have Sting versus Triple H. I'm very much looking forward to this. I think it's going to be really good.
I thought Sting looked in awesome shape on Monday.
Yeah, it looked great. Triple H always brings it, too. He so steps up. He's such a great worker.
This is one I don't think it matters who wins or loses.
No, but Sting's definitely winning.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. And I was glad to see that they didn't type anybody else's voice into that promo on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the Black Scorpion was coming back when I saw that video package a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's weird seeing him there in the ring. I don't know, it's just odd.
Yeah. There's no WCW on that ring anywhere.
Yeah.
And it'll be, I think Triple H during the match is going to have some run-ins on his behalf, and I think they're all going to be dressed like Black Scorpions.
Please no.
Apparently they got a bunch of people going to be dressed as scarecrows for Sting's entrance or something.
Hmm.
So a pretty big entrance for him, I think.
That's cool. That'd be really cool.
Right.
And we are at main event time. The WWE Heavyweight Championship. We have champion Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns.
I'm looking forward to this all of a sudden. I don't know.
I am looking forward to it just because of the spectacle of it all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm I'm so interested in what that crowd is going to do, because I mean, you don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure it out that Roman Reigns is their guy, but
yeah.
are they going to listen to the fans? Are they going to
let the fans dictate what's going on? Hard to say. It's hard to say what they're going to do. But
you don't know what Brock's going to do at this point, so.
Yeah,
I think the aftermath is actually more exciting, or what I'm looking forward to more to than the actual match itself.
Yeah. I think the match will be good. Everybody's poo-pooing this, but, Roman Reigns can work. He's not there by any means, but he can work. And I think
sometimes when you go up against Brock, you can just get the shit kicked out of you, and it looks good.
Yeah, I mean, Brock can totally carry a match with his charisma and his, how do I say it, his his destruction nature.
I think
it's going to be an all right match. I'm not worried about it.
And I hope he stays, because he's like one of the few things to look forward to like three times a year in WWE. And take him out, and I don't know, you don't have a lot.
Yeah. So as much as people have been poo-pooing WrestleMania and thinking that it's going to suck, I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, the build hasn't been the greatest, but it's going to be a good show, I think. I can't remember the last time there was really a bad WrestleMania. It's been like maybe 10 years or so.
Yeah, the one from New York wasn't my favorite by any stretch of the imagination, but...
the one last year?
2 years ago.
That's because you weren't there that year.
That was the one with Kane and Rock in the rematch, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was okay. But,
well, that's just because you watched WrestleMania. You weren't at freaking ROH at the Manhattan Center. Or wait, it was one of those. You weren't at the Hall of Fame for Bruno at Madison Square Garden. You weren't at like the triple header show at the WrestleCon, you know. So of course you didn't like that one as much.
Well, that had all that other stuff. What does that have to do with WrestleMania?
It's part of the weekend. It's part of the weekend. We're talking.
Well,
about
I was
the weekend.
Talking about the show.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm talking about the show as it stands alone. That that show was not the greatest. Just saying.
It was okay. I remember the best things like Undertaker and CM Punk, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, that was very good. But there wasn't anything else on that show that blew me away.
Yeah.
But
if they hadn't had a really bad WrestleMania since like maybe, I don't know, maybe like 1999 or something like that. I don't remember.
Sure.
Since they've gone to the stadiums, they really haven't had any bad shows. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it always delivers.
Yeah.
People are going to be real hyped, especially the next night on Raw. The next night on Raw is going to be insane. The crowd is going to be tremendous, and I'm
not saying it's going to turn the business around, but I think it's going to be fine.
There's also a 2-hour pre-show, which I would not watch. I'm not watching 6 hours of wrestling, especially on a 2-hour pre-show. I don't like to watch the pre-show, like the WrestleMania pre-show. I like to do the stadium, like when they first start WrestleMania. I want to take something away watching it before the show actually starts. I don't know.
That's honestly what I look forward to most, is just walking into the stadium and seeing the setup, and it's just very cool.
Yeah.
I mean, to see all that live is... It really gets your blood pumping. It's going to be very cool.
You know what we saw when we first entered the stadium in New York? We saw a massive rain cloud right before above us that was drizzling on us and made it look like we were in store for a very wet WrestleMania, but God had mercy on us and had it pass.
Yeah, I think it's I don't think we're going to have to worry too much about rain this year. So
I don't know. Anchor said that there's forecast for rain all next weekend in San Francisco. So hopefully not. Hopefully they do not have to make these giant-ass poles that will probably be in our way because we are in a corner.
Well, I will bring my bumper chute.
That's your umbrella.
Yes.
It's the thing that shows in the umbrella.
At WrestleMania, I mean, even though we actually do get decent priced seats, it's so far that I always end up watching the screen anyway, so it didn't bother me in New York as much as it did like some people. But
I'll be fine. It's funny. I feel like I'm cheating myself that I'm not actually watching the ring. You know what I mean? I'm in the stadium. I should be watching the live thing here.
But then, That's actually what I think, but then I start watching the ring and I'm like, there's two ants wrestling.
It's not that bad.
But yeah, it's not that bad. But I think I pay attention more to the screen, but I do cut to the ring. You know what I mean? Because like I said, I feel I have to, but then you see more if you watch the screen. At UFC, and then plus I got used to it at UFC because at UFC, I'm almost watching the screen almost the whole time because it's hard to see through the mesh and the things and everything. And I think that's what kind of, you know, made me adjust to it more than other people. But, yeah, hopefully the seats will be good. Hopefully they won't be crazy.
People saw anything at WrestleMania 3 during the day when they just had those four screens above, like really.
Yeah,
like
no doubt.
Above, and it was, like, daylight most of the way, so it was, like, a big glare. I was going to bring some binoculars.
This one is going to be in the daytime because, fuck, dude.
Yep.
This is so weird because
East
I'm
Coast.
So used to the last few WrestleManias have been on East Coast time and finishing late. This WrestleMania starts at 4 and finishes at 8 o'clock. It's fucking weird.
Yep, it's going to be awesome. That's what time of pay-per-views always finish here. You realize that.
I was going to start at 7 my time, but you got yelled at by JBL. Not getting it right.
Well, you're used to it because that is your time, whereas we're 2 hours ahead.
Yeah.
It'd be even weirder if we were 3 hours ahead.
Is Dave Meltzer going to WrestleMania?
Yes, but he's too good to sit with us. He's too good to sit with us. He's sitting in the press.
They have a press place? So they got up there after and all the rest of the people?
Him and Brian Fritz.
Oh. And Bill Apter?
I'm sure Bill Apter will be there.
And
he's
Eddie
got a working relationship with him now, which is actually pretty cool because he's been doing like a lot of little video features for like the website and stuff.
Yeah, it's very cool. About time.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I know Katrina said it for 90 minutes, but we've pretty much covered everything and my throat is killing me from my sickness here. I guess I was listening to one of the Wrestling Observer live shows and somehow I caught Daisy Bola.
Through the phone. That's a good...
Well, let me just throw out the plug first. Everyone check out angrymarks.com. You can always download and stream our show at angrymarks.com along with a lot of other shows. So check out angrymarks.com. You can also download and stream our show at blogtalkradio.com/Katrere and older shows at blogtalkradio.com/Edward-Laredo. You can follow me at Facebook at Edward Laredo, and you can follow me at Twitter at Ed in San Antonio. And if you'd like any information on the festivities WrestleMania weekend, you can check out the Facebook page, the F4W/WrestleManiaObserver, WrestleMania 31 in meetup and info page. So check that out and find out where we will be.
And you can follow me on Twitter. My name is on there is my last name, which is Proper, and the word
Proper.
Jam. So it's Proper Jam if you want to follow me there. Be one of my many followers. I just passed 800 with Tom Lawler, Filthy Tom Lawler, being 802, which I'm very geeked out about for some reason. And I'll be seeing the man at WrestleMania weekend. trying to get him some tickets to some of the shows.
You know, I actually thought that he was coming beforehand because I've been passing messages with a guy. I'm guessing now it's a totally different dude, but there's a William Lawler who is coming to show us the thing that for a while I'm thinking,
oh, weird.
I wonder if it's Tom, but I was too embarrassed to ask if he's able to. But anyway, hopefully we'll get to see Filthy Tom and other stuff. There are actually other events going on before we get there, because I think we're both not getting there till Friday. But check out the info page, and you can get info on the Whale-mania and the Jim Ross thing. And
it's Wale, by the way, not Whale.
Oh, Wale. It looks like Whale for some reason. Every time
I
see it, I want to say Whale.
Well, funny thing, I'll give you a peek behind the curtain. They called Brian before he was on the show, Wale, and made sure that he pronounced it Wale, because so many people have been calling him Whale in their interviews.
Did you listen to that interview?
Not a bit.
Okay, well,
who are we talking about? This is like a
there's
rapper.
There's a rapper. He's had it called Wally Mania, and it's also, besides him, Rey Mysterio is going to be there doing Q&A, and they're going to tape a MLW wrestling show with Conan, Ray, and Court Bauer, and probably Dave. And then other people will be there. Roderick Strong will be there, Chris Masters, Cardito, a few other people. It actually sounds pretty cool, so check that out if you're there Thursday and want to go. But when Brian called Wale, he called, and then you hear a hello, and then Brian, is this Wale? And he's all, please hold. He basically put Brian on hold to call to get Wale. So Brian starts to do the intro, and then, Wale, are you there? But Wale was yet to get there. So Brian just had to start mumbling for a few minutes, and then Wale got the phone from his person and picked up the phone.
Oh, my goodness.
And, I wish one day I could have someone answer the phone for me and pass it to me like that.
I feel like something might happen on this show.
That's funny.
Also, you can go to youtube.com/Contrere. I got a bunch of stuff up there if you're inclined to, you know, watch some good wrestling stuff. Old school wrestling. So.
Sorry.
Cool. Well, I guess we'll go ahead and end the show, and we'll be back in a couple of weeks with plenty of WrestleMania stories. And hopefully Craig won't cause too much trouble, and we don't have to bail Craig out for losing his mind
on
a rampage. And,
just lose my mind.
You and Max Harry are troublemakers.
Wow. Yep. Okay.
Everybody keep it in your knickers.
Yes.
I might need to have money if you know.
Well, you're in San Francisco, you may see some flashers.
Anyway, we'll be back in 2 weeks, so everybody come then, and we'll have plenty of stories for you.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. You want to find out how good you are? You're looking at the Mexican shit. Let's go hook him up! Tonight.